pick up another McCook High School kid. I mean, it's always good to give him from your former school to have him stay right here, and a kid that's really gotten better over the years, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, yeah, local is definitely a check mark that I always look for, but add the fact that he's such a hard worker, a great kid, he's a good team player. Like, you know, he's a leader out there. If it's not vocally, you know, people see him out there working hard, and that's what you need, is that visual of, okay, this kid is out there practicing, working on his game. And you can tell, you know, looking at his scoring average from, you know, over the last couple of years, and it just doesn't come naturally. You have to work hard to get it there, and he has. And like I say, he checks off a lot of boxes as far as, you know, a good golfer, local, and a player that's going to be a good fit for us and our camaraderie that I like to try to build in a team. And I'm really looking forward to it.
You're putting together this recruiting class. There's some more out there. You're still working on that, aren't you?
Yeah, this year we've got a young team, and so I don't have a lot of spots to fill, and he was number one on my list, and I'm glad we got committed early, got him signed early, so I got, you know, basically one more player of scholarship-wise I'm looking for, which, we have a couple players we're talking to for that, but really looking forward to again bringing in a good local player, and he's met the team, and so they know him and they really like him, and they were definitely on board with him coming on, because like I say, he's just a really likable guy. They see him out there practicing too, so they know that we're bringing in some good players for next year, and it's going to be exciting to see how it all unfolds.